Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
All right, thank you so much, Thompson, for such excellent reading. For those of you who may not have seen me before, my name is Augustine. I'm from Ghana, and I'm here training on the Cornhill course, ready to go back home. Ready to go back home next year after my studies. You know, this is actually my second time spending Christmas here in the UK. And I must confess that I'm still not used to the card system. You know, I've received several cards from people, loved ones, and every time I have gone to the shop to buy a card, like, I struggle even with choosing which color. And I guess the reason is because in Ghana, we are not used to the culture of, you know, passing cards out to people as gifts. You send money in envelopes. You send hampers of groceries. You send coupons and vouchers. You invite friends home to come and eat with you. And so, when I came here and then I happened to find cards as gifts, I was a bit, you know, struggling. In Christmas season like this, you know, in Ghana, you expect to spend more. And so thank God that I'm here. That means I can't spend much. You know, in my observation, whether in Ghana or here in the UK, I think we have allowed the culture to change the focus of the ultimate person of Christmas. That as much as it is an occasion to show love and care to one another, I think it's not just about sending and receiving gifts. The focus of Christmas is more about God and what He has given to us. It is about God and His invitation to the world to come and behold His King. It's about celebrating His faithfulness in all that He has promised us in the world. You know, as we heard in the reading, during the first Christmas, no one knew what has happened. There was a cosmic event that has happened in the city of Bethlehem, but nobody knew it. It was a normal day as usual, and for many people in the village of Bethlehem, it was just a birth of another human being. Congratulations, Mary and Joseph, for your newborn son. And similar to the shepherds, it was just one of those nights of normal routines. You know, taking the flock out there to the pasture and feeding them, watching over them. Something cosmic has happened. Light has dawned into the world, but the world knew nothing about it. But God doesn't want this to be kept in secret. He wants it to be out in public. But interestingly, the people he chose to make this news to were the least expected people, shepherds. These were not people with high social ranking. They were not people you might even expect of creating a new religion. And so God sent his messenger to these people to break this news out in Bethlehem. And as we heard from the reading, this messenger was not one of those postmen who knock at your door and you decide to even ignore them. He was very intrusive. He comes in the overwhelming light of the glory of the Lord. And we see the reaction of the shepherds in verse 9. They were filled with fear. But his mission was not to bring harm or to cast fear. He didn't come to terrify them. His mission was simply to break this news about what has happened in the city of Bethlehem. The birth of God's Savior, the long-awaited King of Israel. And this highlights an important truth to us about Jesus, that unless God reveals him to us, we can only see him as son of Mary, son of Joseph. That is how the people saw him at his birth. But God chose unlikely people, shepherds, who had no social recognition, and made known to them this great news about the birth of his Savior. And so we are told in verse 15 to 20 that they went hurriedly to the city and found the child just as the angel had described him to them. And I'm sure if it were you who had seen such a vision and was given such detailed description about this child, and you went and found him exactly in the way he was described to you, wouldn't that confirm the message of the angels to you? That indeed, this child is who the angel says he is. And so in verse 17, we are told, they made known to them all that has been told them by the angel concerning this child. And they became the first heralds of the first Christmas, making known in the whole city of Bethlehem the birth of a Savior, who is God's gift to the world. And now the people of Bethlehem have seen the event. They have seen the birth of Jesus. And through the shepherds, they have been given an explanation of that event. And now the question is, will they believe the testimony of the shepherds? And if you were there in Bethlehem, what would have been your reaction to this testimony from the shepherds? Well, you can doubt the vision of the shepherds and disregard their testimony about the child. Or you can simply be amazed about it and not do anything about it. But also, if you trust the vision, yeah, you can also trust the vision of the shepherds and do further investigation. But if you are a serious follower of God and you are acquainted with the writings of the prophets, you can do further investigation. You know, if you read the book of Micah 5, verse 2, it says, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient of days." If you were a citizen of Bethlehem and you have read this prophecy and you have heard this testimony from these shepherds given to them by angels, shouldn't that strike a chord of joy in your heart? Shouldn't that be a good news to you, that God promised something concerning this city about his child, and today we behold him? That what God promised in the past concerning Bethlehem, to give to Bethlehem a ruler for Israel and for the whole world, today we see him born. Isn't that a good news to the city? That calls for joy, isn't it? That as we behold the child of Mary lying in the manger, we see God's faithfulness. We see God's ruler. We see the King who has come to establish the kingdom of God. And we see hope for the world. This is the joy God fills us with in Christmas season. His gift to the world, his Savior to the world, the one who he has appointed to be the King to establish his kingdom here on earth. He promised it long ago, and he has fulfilled it. And we celebrate him at his birth. This is why we believe the Bible. This is why we can trust the Bible, that everything that God has said in the Word concerning His promises, He would faithfully fulfill it. That is why we as Christians, we can trust the return of Christ. We can have hope in the coming of His kingdom, because He is always faithful. Whatever God promises that He will do in His Word, He accomplishes it. And friends, this is why we preach hope in this dark time of the COVID world. That we know that God is faithful. He promised the coming of Jesus Christ, the King, and He fulfilled it. And because of that, we can trust His promise concerning His return to come and establish the kingdom of God. That is the hope we have. We have hope in the promises of God because of the faithfulness that He has made known to us in the birth of His Son. And as I end this, maybe you are still not convinced about the question of whether Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. This is why Luke wrote the gospel. He has given us eyewitness account from the shepherd who saw the birth of Jesus Christ, who saw the vision from the heavens, and they came and made known to the city of Bethlehem. Luke has given us an eyewitness report of this testimony. And we have the prophecy of Micah 5:2 to examine whether what they said is really in alignment with what Scripture has said. And you can investigate this and make your own decision whether Jesus indeed is the Savior. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this reminder of your faithfulness to us. We thank you that, Lord, whatever your word has promised us in Christ, because of your faithfulness, we know that, Lord, it will come to pass. And so we pray that, Lord, grow our faith, grow our hope. And Lord, through this birth of Christ, let people come to meet the Savior Jesus Christ, whom you have appointed as your King for the world. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.